although we are trying. Nothing can be successful because Bhagavan himself says that the jiva on his own, he can desire in many ways. But without Bhagavan's grace, his desire will not bear any fruition. It will not bear fruit, his desire. The jiva, he can act on his own. That is satchesta, means proper underwear and asatchesta, improper underwear. If you act properly, you will get a good fruit. If you act improperly, you will get bad fruit. If you do something good, you will get a good fruit. But this way, they will give you either good or bad fruits and they will go away. Therefore, Raghunath Das Goswami, he said that you should not care for the dharma or adharma delineated in the Shrutis. Just serve Radha and Krishna in Braj, one pointedly, while taking shelter of Sri Sachinandan. Oh, my mind, catching hold of your feet, I just beg of you. If you go towards dharma, then illusion, also dharma, illusion, everywhere. Therefore, all I know is that Gurudev, he is Mukunda Prestha, very dear to Sri Mukunda. And Sachinandan and Nandanandan, they are non-different. If you pray to them, that then they will take responsibility for our lives. They know how our auspiciousness can be achieved. They will make all arrangements. But if we act according to our own desire, that this is proper, this is auspicious, then the result will be that either we cannot do, or even if we do, then there's some calamity, vipat, so many different kinds of faults. How can we transcend all these different things? We cannot do so on our own, because the independent jiva, even if he does something, then what will be the result? Result will not be very far. Therefore, according to the instruction and order of Sri Bhagavan, one should follow. Before doing anything, one should pray. And if you cannot understand Bhagavan's orders, instructions, then what should you do? You should pray to Bhagavan's representative, Sri Guru Pad Padma and the Mahabhagavat Vaishnavas. You should wait for their direct instructions. Or else, if the independence is taken away from the jiva, then the jiva will become jod, mundane, material. Therefore, this independence has been given to the jivas. So today is the last day of Chaturmasya and of this Kartik Vrat. So in this, so the lunar month finishes today, but Akash Deep Dan will continue until the 17th. Of next month, of this month. So today is 8, so for 9 more days this Akash Deep Dan will go on. Because there's a lunar calendar and the solar calendar. So the Vaishnavas follow the lunar calendar. Therefore Kartik finishes for them today. Davandavrat Niyam Seva finishes today. But those who follow the solar calendar, they, until 17th, they will follow this Akash Deep Dan. And from tomorrow, this Kattayani Vrat will start. So many people, they're very scared, saying, oh, I'm worshipping Devi. Then what will happen? Kali, Durga, Bhadrakali, Chandi, Bhairavi. By worshipping them, this is not proper for the Vaishnavas, for the Bhaktas. And the gopis, they did so. What the gopis can do? Why do they fear worshipping Kattayani Devi? Because Krishna, he stole all the clothes. And then they had to suffer in the cold water there, in the Yamuna. And then they say early morning they had to go bathe in the Yamuna. And then this way they saw that they could not stay in their homes, they could not stay outside anywhere. This way they had offered themselves to Sri Bhagavan, and therefore they were suffering their whole lives, only crying. And Prabhu, he did not make them the queens of Dwarka or Mathura, and he left them. Eventually he left them and he went to Mathura Vrindavan, Dwarka. So people are very scared. This we'll learn, this we'll hear gradually. So Raghunath Das Goswami, he, when Mahaprabhu was staying in Jagannath Puri, then Raghunath Das Goswami, he was staying with him there in Jagannath Puri. So Sarup Damodar Prabhu, Raghunath Das Goswami was offered to him by Mahaprabhu himself. Because Ashrayalaya Bhaje Tar Krishna Naityaje Ar Sabha Maraya Karan. If one takes shelter, and then Bhagavan will never renounce that person. But if one doesn't accept Bhagavan's devotee, then Bhagavan will also renounce that person. So Mahaprabhu himself offered him into the hands of Sri Sarup Damodar Goswami. So Sarup Damodar Goswami and Mahaprabhu, whatever they would speak to each other, Das Goswami would listen the whole time. And in this way, this Chaturmasya Kartik Vrat, this Urja Vrat Niyam Seva was being followed also. So the bhaktas would come first for the Rath Yatra, and then for 4 months they would be there with Mahaprabhu, and then Mahaprabhu, he would send all of them away. But Raghunath Das Goswami, he never leave Mahaprabhu and be anywhere else. Haridas Thakur, Sarup Damodar, Rai Ramananda, Vaninath, Gopinath, Sarvam Pandit, Kashi Mishra, Prataparudra Maharaj, all of them, they couldn't stay with Mahaprabhu, but some could stay always near him. And Raghunath Das Goswami could always be near Mahaprabhu. And what was his good fortune? He was the recipient of not just Sarup Damodar Goswami's love and affection. He was the recipient of so many associates of Mahaprabhu, of all their love and affection. So in this way, when Sarup Damodar Goswami spoke all these instructions of Mahaprabhu to Raghunath Das Goswami, then after Mahaprabhu disappeared and Sarup Damodar Goswami disappeared, Gadadhar Pandit, then he came here to Radhakund in Braj, started staying there. Then there he has spoken this verse, Guru Goste Goshtarishu Sajane Busaragane Samantri Shri Damne Vrajanu Vedanda Sharane Sadadamba Mita Guru. So this way he is praying, oh my mind. Raghunath Das Goswami is praying that if you want to do bhajan, if you want to please him, then first of all, Guru Goste, accept Sri Guru. How should this Guru be? Guru means Goste. He should be a Vrajavasi, Vrajan. If you accept another Guru, it will not give anything. If you accept someone from Dwarka, Mathura, then that Guru, he'll only take you there to Dwarka and Mathura, but not Braj. In this way, we should try learning. We should try considering the verdict of the Shastras. Once Mirabai, she came to Vrindavan, she was doing bhajan, and she was always singing and dancing. And then finally she went to Dwarka, and then she merged into Dwarkadish. So now what can be done? So therefore, Das Goswami, he says that if I've heard that my Srimati Radharani is in Dwarka, then I'll fly there even if I don't have any wings. Anyhow, I'll reach Dwarka. I have no relationship with anyone else. It's easy to do Gopal's bhajan, but very difficult to do Radharani's bhajan. It means to accept her shelter and guidance. Therefore, it has been said, Gaurav Gosta. Gaurav means is plural, not singular. Gaurav means Diksha and Siksha Guru. So, this Paramatma is present as Antaryami, as the Chaitanya Guru in one's heart. He inspires one from within. And then there's the Patpradarshak Guru who shows you the way. And then in this way, out of his causeless mercy, Bhagwan, he sends this Patpradarshak Guru saying, go and help him, bring him on this Satmark, this proper way. And then there's Bhajan Guru. How will he advance? For that, he is always endeavoring to advance. By Bhagwan's desire, his association is had. By Prabhu's desire, all the gurus are had. But here, Das Goswami is saying, Gaurav Goste. If you want to accept shelter of Sri Guru, then this must stay in Vrajmandal Gosta with the Vrajvasis. If you cannot be a Vrajvasi, then you'll have no relationship with Vrajaraj, Shri Krishna. You'll be wandering for so many lifetimes in this material world. Therefore, if you want to accept Guru, then accept a Vrajavasi. Accept them as your Gurus. So Guru Kosta, Siksha Guru, Diksha Guru, how should they be? If you want to serve Diksha Guru, and if you want to accept his vichar, if a guru cannot make you understand his vichar, then even if you read many shastras, you chant, japa, but if you have no realization, then what is the use? So Diksha Guru and Siksha Guru, they're both realized souls. They have realizations. They'll give you these feelings within your heart. They will give you this strength to progress on this path of devotional service. Or else 2-3 days, one is very happy. He's nicely jumping, singing. He's following Nirjala Ekadashi, Chaturmasya, eating once a day, eating only fruits. He does many things. But then what happens in the end? Fasga Kelo means he's achieved nothing there. In this way, he's thinking, where is this saffron cloth, Babaji, where is he? In this way, he is, where is his brain, where is his intelligence? He is lost. Therefore, no need to do any drama. So, Siksha Guru, how is he? He will not just give you instructions on this Satmark, but Patipadam Purnamrit Asadhanam. He'll make you delicious nectar at every step. How to do this Krishna Kirtan? How can this Krishna Kirtan be glorified? How can this Chinmay Anandras be given? How can Prabhu's Seva be given this way? So Siksha Guru is always nourishing us and looking after us by his instructions. And if Siksha Guru doesn't respect Diksha Guru, then how is he a Siksha Guru? And if a Diksha Guru doesn't respect Vaishnavas, then he is also not a Diksha Guru. And Diksha, Siksha Guru, after achieving their association, if you cannot please Bhagwan by bhakti, by bhajan, then everything is useless and in vain. Life is lost. Therefore, Srila Das Goswami has said, Guru Goste, then Gosthal Ishu. Guru should be a Vrajavasi. He should stay in this Gosta. We are like all the Vrajans, Vrajavasis. In this way, he should have this respect towards the Vrajavasis. Just as you worship Sri Guru and respect the Vaishnavas, the Bhaktas, similarly, you should also have the same respect for the Vrajavasis who have this Sambandha with Vrajaraj, Sri Krishna. And they've always offered themselves in his seva. Such Vrajavasis, Krishna is controlled by their prema. And he's always going house to house, door to door, begging for their prema. And he dances when he gets even little charge, buttermilk from them, he starts dancing in happiness. Let's see how the Prema Dhurajwa sees this. And this way, Dhurajjans, you must take shelter of them. And you must respect them, pray to them. Thinking, when will I have this good fortune? That I can also have this Seva Vritti. If you cannot have this Seva Vritti, then you'll have Abhiman. And you'll become a Brahmavadi, Jnani, Chogi, or Bogi, Karmi, and then you'll be ruined. But if you stay with the Vrajavasis, if you get in their shelter, then your life will be successful. So Rupa Goswami Prabhu, he has spoken on this. In Raghavartma Chandrika, Srila Chakravarti Thakur, he has said, Dada Raghavatmik Vrajavasis, you must try. It is a grant of great fortune, good fortune, to achieve their association, to become attracted to their seva, their moods. It is very rare. By becoming attracted to their moods of prem, then you'll be bathed by their Atmanurag, and you'll always be absorbed in Sri Krishna's seva. Therefore, Rupa Goswami said, what is rag? Ishte sarisikabhav parama ishte dabhavet tanmai rabhagit bhakti sattana ragad mikavadita. There's mantramay upasana and sarasiki upasana. Sarasiki upasana means upasana fully composed of anurag. So mantramay upasana can be missed sometimes. But in this sarasiki upasana, if there's this rag, this anurag, then wherever a person is staying, even if he's staying in the forest, he'll always remember. He'll always render service to Sri Bhagavan within his mind. Therefore, once Swami Prabhupada, when he went to the West for Janmashtami, the time there were no arrangements made, then there he was staying in this hut. There he was following Janmashtami. There he made a form of Krishna on the wall. And then sitting in front of this Krishna, which was painted on the wall, there he started doing kirtan. Until 12 o'clock in the night, all the hippies were also sitting with him and doing kirtan. So wherever the Anuragi Jans go, they serve their premi, their beloved Sri Krishna. Then some person was traveling in a car, then he was thinking, oh, who's doing kirtan here? In the West, especially in America. So then he stopped his car. Then he saw, he was thinking, how can I go to this place, very dirty. So anyhow, he peeped, he saw outside, saying, oh, this is Krishna. His picture is painted on the wall. Then he asked Prabhupada, and he said, this is Janmashtami. And he said, oh, since I've left India, I've forgotten observing Janmashtami since so many years. But the Premijans, wherever they go, even if they go to the forest, city, anywhere, they'll always engage in their Nitya Seva, Mansi Seva. So they said, this is Gostarisu, then Sujane Bhusharagane. Must follow the Sujans, the Sajjans. So Sajjans, they have no hypocrisy in their hearts. Once this hypocrisy goes away, then Prem will enter one's heart. He is not hypocritical, he doesn't show an external display. He doesn't cheat people. So they are Sajjans. Their hearts are always attracted by this Sattvastu. Their hearts are only for Sri Baladev, Guru Pad Padma, and the Vaishnavas. So such sajjans should be respected. Must try to achieve their mercy. And then it said, Bhusuragane, the Brahmanas. Krishna himself has said, the Namo Brahmana Devaya, Go Brahmana Hitayacha, that the Brahmanas should be respected. So Jane Bhusuragane, Samantri. Then it is easy to chant your mantras. Then you'll have taste in chanting a mantras. Once you start chanting a mantras, Mantra Devata will immediately appear. He'll appear out of his great mercy and you'll have this Swarup Darshan of the Mantra Devata. Or else you're chanting a mantra, then see so many different pictures appear in your mind. Before, you know, none of these pictures would appear. But now you start chanting a mantras, you see so many pictures appear. Ghosts, people, so many different kinds of pictures are appearing in your mind. When you chant Anik, or else you'll fall asleep when you're chanting Anik. If you try meditating more, then if you close your eyes, you close your mouth, then what will happen? You'll fall asleep and you start snoring. And so many hours you would have wasted. So once one of Prabhupada's very intimate associates, he'd go every day to distribute books, he would collect bhiksha. So once after Mangalarti, he was going to do bhiksha. Then he told the storekeeper, the bandari, give me some prasad, whatever we have yesterday night, afternoon, no problem. And he said, okay, wait, I'm bringing for you. But then as he sat down to chant his anik, in 10 minutes, 20 minutes, half an hour, 1 hour, then again he'd fall asleep and open his eyes. And after 1 hour he was waiting. And he's thinking, where is he? He's thinking, I should go for this bhiksha. What to do? Then one day he prayed to Prabhupada, saying, oh Prabhupada, the storekeeper, he just ties this Brahmin thread around his thumb and he just spends so much time chanting, and I have to go outside, I have to do bhiksha and I cannot disobey him also. That, oh, just give me something and I'll leave. I cannot do this also. So that time Prabhupada said that if you want to chant your mantras, then you should listen to what Das Goswami is saying. If you want to remember Sri Guru, Siksha Guru, Diksha Guru and the Vrajavasis, if you want to remember the Sajjans, Vaishnavas, then remember them, glorify them. Then the Samantra is Sri Namne. Then by chanting your mantras, it will become very easy. Because once the mantra devata will appear, then you will be absorbed in the service of the mantra devata. Then you will not fall asleep. Then no one will come and disturb you. Or else once you start chanting your mantras, all the people of this world, the pictures of this world will appear in your mind. Even people you have not even heard of, not even related to. Because if there's a bandara, if there's a feast, all kinds of people will come. People you don't know of, you've never seen of, heard of, all of them will come. So who can you chase away? Who will you possibly chase away? So now you have opened a big feast of this Naam mantra. Of this big feast of chanting your mantra's Naam. So then everyone will come to attend this feast. Therefore, if you want to save yourself, then remember, so mantra is Sri Namni. And they say, if you want to take this, take the names of Sri Prabhu. But if Prabhu doesn't appear in your heart, then what can you possibly realize? See, sometimes they're holding the mala in their hands. But the mala doesn't even move. It's in the same place. And then as he's moving his beads, one after another, they say he finishes all his mala in 2-3 minutes. So therefore, Das Goswami is saying, he's speaking his own realizations. And this, he's written down whatever he has realized in his heart by Mahaprabhu's desire. He said, Samantrishe Namne Raja Yuva Navadandasharan Smarane. Mahaprabhu, he said that always remain humble and continuously chant Sri Krishna's names and engage in this Manzi Seva of Radha and Krishna in Braj. So if you want to serve this Radha and Krishna, then you must become Mani Manat. You should respect others without desiring any respect for yourself. In this way, don't desire any respect for yourself. Don't think about how whether others are respecting me. If someone is insulting me, you see, if anyone insults you, then it's a great reward actually. So therefore, don't think about these things. So you should learn. But still, if you keep tolerating, will Harinam appear on its own? Trinadapi Sunichena means you must understand, not just being tolerant. You must be tolerant and give up the desire for prestige. And so if you have these four qualities, humility, meekness, no desire for prestige, then you will have this qualification. If you have this Dainya Daya Anyaman, if a person has such qualities, then you should eternally sacrifice yourself at his lotus feet. Means offer yourself at his lotus feet. Don't think about pratishta, thinking I am so exalted. Oh, I am very big. How can I surrender to such a person now? If anyone does Naam Kirtan, then he is humble. He respects everyone. Then he is never greedy for this prestige. Then by praying there, Harinam will easily be chanted. And when will this Harinam be easily chanted? When you chant Harinam, when you call Krishna invite, when you chant Krishna Nam, Radha Nam, then not just the picture of Radha and Krishna will appear in your heart, but rather the seva will also appear in your heart. So you always engage in this Mansi seva. Then your mind will not go anywhere else. You bring nice flowers, fruits, you bring nice chandan, and you bathe Radha and Krishna, you do Shringar, and then this way, sometimes you put Mahindi on their hands, you coloring their fingernails, decorating them very beautifully. In this way, you're doing Harinam and remembering Prabhu's Swarup. In this way, you're always becoming absorbed in this Nitya Seva, Shri Radha and Krishna. Now you're no longer even conscious of your own self. So this way, if you don't remember Radha and Krishna, Rajanu, Raja, Navayuva, Dandasha, Sharane, then if you cannot remember them, then how will you possibly be chanting Harinam? Therefore, Mansi Seva is not speculation. Everyone, they serve their beloved. You see, as soon as a baby is born, his parents, they look after him so nicely. That a mosquito man should not bite him, a fly should not sit on him. They'd always take the baby on their laps. And if someone doesn't love the baby, then that person, he says, oh, you haven't seen my baby. And then they fight with that person. You don't love my baby. So they say, should we not have that same love for our Prabhu also? And they say, if a baby is born, then they look at the baby through the phone. They show the baby to others, how he's eating, how he's sleeping. One day, Gurudev, he was saying in Mathura that there was one person, he left his village and he went somewhere very far to do business. So that time when he was doing business, someone said, oh, why are you suffering so much, working so hard, you're getting a big salary, but still you're living on the pavement, on the footpath. You don't even wear proper clothes. Anyhow, you maintain yourself. In the winter, you don't have good clothes to cover yourself. He said, actually, I'm not suffering. I'm doing a good thing. I'm minimizing the cost of my lifestyle. I'm not spending money. Why? I'm saving this money. Why? Because I get a letter from my house. Oh, now your son, he's slowly speaking something. Now his teeth is coming out, now he's smiling. So I send my money away to my son. Then I become so happy in this way. Because he's my son, he'll become big, he'll grow older. So if I don't look after my son, then who'll look after him? So Gurudev would say, just see, he's doing so much for his newborn baby. But after some days you see the same baby, he becomes his enemy. In this way. So you've seen always, this always happens in this world. See, we are Prabhu's children. He's always thinking about us. He's thinking more than any mother, father. Think, how can I feed him, clothe him, make him drink? But we're so ungrateful, we don't think about him. So then, Yashoda Mata, she is very fortunate. Why? 24 hours a day. Even when Krishna went to Mathura and Dwaraka, she was only thinking about him. The Vrajavasis never forgot him, even for one moment. Then Nitya Seva was continuously going on, and they were remembering more and more. So when will we also engage in such smaran? Rajanavidunda Sharane, smarane. So when will we have this Atma Gyan? We can do everything for everyone. You see, we apply nail polish, look after our bodies very nicely. But can we spend even 1 minute for Prabhu? The Das Goswami says no. So he's saying, always remember, give up this dhamba. give up this ahankar, pride, and always remember, don't think I am such and such person, that I have this personality. Who are we? Do we have any good qualities? Therefore, Vidyapati has spread over Madhav. If you think, if you consider, you'll see that I have innumerable faults. I don't have even a trace of any good quality. I'm full of only faults. But still, see, if someone points our faults out, then we say, oh, what are you saying? You don't know who I am. And they say, I'm the king of kings. Don't think I'm any less. Just because if I'm Babaji, just see what I'll do later. And they say, we cannot leave this Dumba behind, this arrogance. So therefore, Das Goswami has said, Sata Dumbam Hit Pakuru. That Guru, they say, oh, he's saying, oh, my brother, my mind, I'm praying to you, why are you so proud? I'm catching hold of your feet. You please have this Apurva Rati, this unprecedented attachment, unparalleled attachment for Prabhu, for Sri Radha and Krishna. Become, have this Rati for their followers. So as long as Das Goswami is present with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sarva Damodar Prabhu, he trained him. This is the etiquette of how to accept a Siksha Guru. Once Gurudev, he said that the one Badshah, one Muslim king, he appointed a teacher to teach his children. So the teacher would come every day and duly teach his children because he had to work for the king. So one day it was raining so much and the water, the entire place had become very muddy. But still the teacher would anyhow reach the palace. There he had some mud on his feet. So he was thinking, how can I enter inside the palace? So he was waiting outside. So then the prince, he was saying that, oh, my Guruji is waiting outside. So he was walking on the balcony. Then he saw my Guru is waiting outside. Then he said, oh, Guruji said, bring some water, wash my feet. Also, how can I enter inside? So then he bought some water to wash his feet. Then he washed his Guru's feet. Then Guru, no, he dried his feet and he went inside. It was a big palace. He didn't want to make it dirty. Then after some time he was teaching the students, his children, the Badshah's children. Then the king, he said, oh, teacher, please meet me after you've taught my children. So inside, the king was sitting inside. Now the teacher was very scared. He was thinking, oh, what have I done? Because I had his son wash my feet, clean my feet, so maybe the king found out. So the king might punish me because I treated his son like an ordinary boy. So then he went after a lot of time. Then anyhow he went to meet the king. The king, he was writing something down. Then he told the teacher, oh, you please sit here next to me. Now he was shaking so much in fear. He was very scared. He was trembling in anxiety. At the time, the king was not saying anything. Because if I say something, then he was very scared. So now he was very restless. And then after some time, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, then the Badshah, he said, oh, you've done a big mistake. Then no, he said, all right, you can punish me as you want. So he was thinking, in my mind, oh, I had a son, bring water for me, wash my feet. So the king wants to punish me. Then the king said, oh, don't fear, don't be scared. You had your son bring water. Then his throat became dry. Then he thought, no, surely he'll kill me. No, you had my son bring water. So you're his teacher, you're his guru. But why did you wash your own feet? Then he said, why didn't you have my son come and wash your feet? Because if you don't teach him now, then how will he ever learn? How will he ever grow older? How will he be a good boy in the future? So then the teacher became very happy then. That just, what is the king saying? He said, not just water. You must also make him sit down, wash your feet, clean your feet, dry your feet. Because if you don't teach him, then tomorrow he'll never learn. Then he'll he'll become spoiled life after life. Therefore, it is said how to respect Siksha Guru. Guruji has said, so the brahmacharis, then doesn't mean one should engage the brahmacharis in one's seva. So if Guru doesn't teach, then how will he ever learn how to serve Sri Bhagavan? Guru gives this seva adhikar. But this does not mean that Guru is a bogey who will enjoy his disciples. That he has kept his disciples in his ashram. You see, the Muslims, they raise hens. Why? Because once it becomes fat, then they break its neck and they cook it and they eat all these hens. So in this way, Guru Shishya, if Guru doesn't look after his disciple and he thinks, oh, he's only meant for my enjoyment, then if he doesn't engage him in Bhagavad Seva, doesn't give him this, he should give him this Bhagavad Seva Siksha. He should give him these instructions on how to serve Bhagavan, how to have ruchi for mantra, for seva, how to respect the Vaishnavas, how to have love for the Vrajvasis, for Vrajadham. He should give this Siksha, impart this Siksha. Then he's Sadguru. Or else, if Guru doesn't instruct the Vaishnavas, and if the Vaishnavas do not render Guru Seva, then there will only be utpat, means great disturbance in society. Therefore, Das Goswami, he has said that always stay in Braj and engage in Raghunuga Bhakti, engage in the Shravan Kirtan. They say engage all your time, 24 hours a day. Rupa Goswami said, Krishna Swaram Jam Chasa Tishtam Nije Samaitam Tatat Katara Chaschasa Kuryam Vasam Raja Sada. If you want to stay in Braj, then you be there. You have this rati for the ragatmik jans, have preeti for them. They engage in this Krishna smaran and they will also make you remember Krishna. They are also engaged in seva, they will also make you engaged in seva. They don't enjoy anything. They will not ruin us. Therefore, when we are following this prata, then we should follow in the proper way. If you have no relationship with Bhagwans, Nijajans, Priyajans, then if this anurag doesn't appear in our hearts, if we don't pray to these anuragi jans, then this pride, this arrogance will then become the controller of our minds. Great. This is great trouble for us. So therefore, this is the meaning of this vrat, that by our hearts become sharanagat. And we pray properly. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has prayed, Ki jane ki bole, tumare dhamete hoinu sharanagata. Your dham, Prabhu, I surrender to your dham. This way, Baladev Prabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, he is dham sarup. May they always protect me. Give me this adhikar for Bhagavad Seva. So today in the evening, until 6:21, so then there's a lunar eclipse. It doesn't happen during the day. The solar eclipse happens during the day. The lunar eclipse happens during evening or night. So sometimes in some countries it is night. So there they follow completely in the night. So all of you sit here for kirtan at 5. We'll do kirtan until 6:30 in the evening. Then all of you have a bath, then you bathe there and do offer bhoga. So all of you should come for kirtan in the evening, because during the eclipse, sometimes these demons, rakshasas, they create a lot of problems during the eclipse. So if you don't do nam kirtan during that time, don't engage in this mala mantra, then all your sanskars, sukriti, everyone will steal them away. They'll take everything away, all your good impressions, they'll destroy you. And if you eat something during that time, then you'll have so many diseases. And that disease will never become alright. It'll become chronic disease. Continuously it'll afflict you. If on the Bhagavatam is described how to follow link clips, always engage in Hari Kirtan, Hari Smaran, Hari Dham, Hari Nam, and be in the association of Harijans, devotees of Sri Hari, by which we will always be protected and saved, rescued. You see, during this eclipse, Krishna called the whole world to Kurukshetra, Shamanta Panchak Dharmakshetra. It was there, there's protection. So in the evening, all of you sit for Kirtan. Then from tomorrow morning, there'll be Katani Vrat. After Mangalarti, all of you sit down here. There'll be Katani Puja, Stavastuti. And then the Katha Kirtan will go on. But after Arati, there'll be this Puja, Katani Puja. Very cool.